Chapter 10. A Death. The story is continued by Hester Pinhorn, Count Fosco's cook.
I started to work for Count Fosco in July. The servants were told that Countess Fosco's niece, Lady Laura Glyde, would be coming to stay and that she was ill. When Count Fosco brought Lady Glyde to the house, she looked very ill indeed. Soon afterwards, Countess Fosco called for help and I ran upstairs with the maid. Lady Glyde was lying on the sofa and her face was white. I ran to get the doctor, who came quickly and listened to Lady Glyde's heart. "It's very serious," he said. "There's nothing I can do to help her." Countess Fosco sat with her all night, and in the morning she seemed a little better. She was calling out someone's name, but I couldn't hear whose name it was. Count Fosco, who seemed pleased with Lady Glyde's improvement, put on his hat and went out for a walk. Soon after he had left, Countess Fosco ran out from the bedroom. "Go quickly for the doctor," she called. At that moment, the doctor knocked on the door. I took him upstairs to Lady Glyde, and he put his hand on her heart. "She isn't dead, is she?" Countess Fosco asked the doctor. "Yes," said the doctor quietly. "Dead? Dead so soon? What will the Count say?" the Countess whispered and left the room. "Please tell Count Fosco that I'll register the death," the doctor said to me. "Good day." The Count seemed very worried about the death. Countess Fosco made all the arrangements for the funeral. Lady Glyde was to be buried in Cumberland, next to her mother.